Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. I'm Jackie Cation. I am your host of the Dork Forest. You probably know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com. We're all over iTunes and whoever has downloaded it and repurposed it for whatever your needs. That's right. So feel free to review the show on iTunes. Feel free to email me, Jackie at JackieCation.com, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. Anyway, let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He sang it with his wife, Sarah. He'll sing again his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady is going to fix this audio, and Vilmos does my website. Okay, there are many ways to support the show. Let's talk about them. The easiest way is just to tell other people about the show and follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Jackie Cation and tell people word of mouth. Another way to support the show financially, doesn't cost you anything, is the Amazon banner. On JackieCation.com, there's an Amazon banner under Support the Show. And on DorkForest.com, there's just an Amazon link that takes you to Amazon. And both take you to Amazon. You order like normal, and the show gets a little bit of a kickback. Doesn't cost you extra. It's just a way, if you order from Amazon, to help the show. More direct way of helping the show, you can give money to the show via PayPal. There's a PayPal button under the Support the Show page on JackieCation.com, and there's a PayPal button on DorkForest.com. You can donate directly. If you want to give monthly, I haven't made that easy. I don't have a monthly setup. I know that it's easy. I just don't have any time to do it. So you have to remember every month that you like the show and then give me money. So I'll use it wisely on audio cables and chocolate, whatever. Another way to support the show, if you don't like PayPal, is people have been Venmoing me money. I'll take it. That seems lovely. Jackie at JackieCation.com. It's just under Jackie Cation. So whatever. If you have listened to all 600 and whatever episodes of The Dork Forest and would like more Dork Forest, there are premium episodes, probably a dozen of them. And they are, in the last couple of years, if I do a live episode, it usually costs me some money. So I have been putting them up on Bandcamp and they cost money. They cost $2 a pop. But if you go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, you can see those different shows. They're usually live episodes around the world. And there is also four stories on a sort of a handmade storytelling album that I made over there too. And those are just $1 each. So if you want to go to Bandcamp, you can do that as well. You can order merch on JackieCation.com. There are shirts and CDs and a DVD of my stand-up. There's the stand-up CDs, Circus People, It's Never Gonna Be Bread, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, and my brand new album, I Am Not the Hero of This Story. And they're all available as CDs on JackieCation.com. They're all available digitally on Amazon and iTunes, and you can just listen to them on Pandora and Spotify and whatever. So, but if you like hard copies, let me know if you want them signed or not. There's also a DVD of the Horcrux album, which is video. That's what a DVD is. And you can download that at ComedyFilmNerds.com if you just like a download. Okay, there are shirts. There's my stand-up shirt, Spooky Reading Girl. There's also two Dork Forest t-shirts. So there's the Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirt, and there is a Dork Forest logo shirt. And all the shirts are made in the United States, union-made, so they run a little big because they're made by Americans. Other than that, my stand-up is available on the website, on JackieCation.com. You can watch my Conan sets. You can watch a bunch of different stand-up sets. You can, and then you can see what my schedule's like. Enough of this. Let's get into the show. It's a really good one. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I am in my living room with a mutual friend. We have so many mutual friends, Jenny Jaffe.
A lot of mutual friends. It's surprising we have not crossed paths before yet.
It is weird, but you're out of New York initially, right?
I am, yeah. So. I was in New York for 8 years.
So. Oh, there you go. And did you live in the city? Did you live in Brooklyn?
I spent a lot of time in Brooklyn because I was like the last of my Manhattan friends. I lived in a studio in Chelsea for the last couple of years. And then before that, I was at NYU.
So you went to NYU. Okay, yeah. So that'll help. Find housing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they will help you find housing.
Right. It's not the greatest. But
sure.
You know what? works.
Yeah.
The air conditioning often doesn't.
But, right. And you're 18. So
right.
You can,
I didn't know.
You didn't know any better. Well, where did you come from?
I grew up in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So I'm from California.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when you're 18 and like your parents come see your dorm, they'll have this reaction of like, what is this?
You're
is
living
gross.
In squalor.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I don't see it. This looks fine to me.
Exactly.
I don't have
any
a
better.
Conception of what it would be like to live somewhere nice.
Right. Because your parents are 50 and they would like to stay at the Four Seasons.
Right. Exactly.
Or at least a Hampton Inn.
Right. I think that was always a thing where looking back now, I'm like, I understand where they were coming from. But at the time I was like, you guys are so picky.
This right.
You don't like it that there's hair glued to the wall and it was already
and
here
it wasn't
when I moved
your
in.
Hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They are correct. That's gross. But it's also, I lived in a cinder block dorm at UW-Madison mm-hmm. and, it literally looked like a jail cell.
Yeah.
And my parents, I don't think ever saw it. I think my brother drove me to college and they were like, see you later. See you in 5 years.
Madison.
Yeah, we're not. The leaving town gave them a nosebleed. Mm-hmm. So I get it. No, I don't. I'm still angry. So, but they also didn't come to my graduation. But thank you very much. My graduation was the same day as my sister's.
They had to pick? They didn't split up?
One right. One of them could have come to mine.
Where did your sister graduate from?
Nearer to them. In Milwaukee. Marquette University.
Okay.
So
it wasn't like just equidistant and they weren't like, well, we're
right. They could have split up. They could have done. And I wasn't even going to go to graduation ceremony until my friends were like, we have an extra robe. Just go. And I was like, okay, fine.
I actually didn't go to my graduation.
Right. Because you just had to stand there for hours.
It's a lot. Well, I was working when I graduated. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, I was shooting a sketch today. So I need to.
There you go.
It's cool. I went to, there's two graduations for NYU too. So I was like, there's the huge one. And then there's.
Right.
So I went to like the Tish one, the school one.
Fair enough. There you go.
Which is cool. But I missed the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, right.
Which I regret, kind of, because.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's so boring and bad at the time, but in retrospect.
It's crazy. So, I know, because you're like, well, I just spent 5 years, and it was 5 years, five full years with me.
Really?
Yeah, to graduate.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, a lot of people do it in four. Some people six.
Yeah.
So right there in the middle, right there.
That's good.
My nephew did it in three. So, but I believe there was a heavy hand on the tiller. My brother was trying to get him to get through it quick. Anyway, a little less about me, a little more about you.
No, I like
Jenny
learning
Jaffe.
About you. This is great.
You're incredibly supportive. Welcome to the Dork Forest. You've chosen correctly.
Yes, I've arrived here.
Yes. So Jenny Jaffe, it's just Jaffe, one E.
Yes,
right?
One E.
And so it's at Jenny Jaffe on all social
everything,
media.
Yeah.
And if you go to JennyJaffe.com, you will find your website.
Yeah.
Because it'll point to it. And you're on IFC. There's six episodes of a show called Neurotica.
Yes.
Which is OCD dominatrix.
Yes. So I play a perky dominatrix with OCD trying to defend her mom and pop dungeon from the new mega dungeon that's moved into her small town.
You know, that's how it goes.
It's a OCD you've got mail with ball gags. Is
excellent.
The elevator pitch.
Which, as soon as you say ball gag to a 45-year-old man, he's like, tell me more.
Yeah. No,
how can I write you a check? And you seem like a very attractive woman in her 20s. Let's see what we can do with this.
It's definitely one of the easier things to pitch that I've worked on because people are like, oh, either they're into it or they're not.
Right. Almost
immediately. Everybody except my parents has pretty much been into the basic idea.
Well, that's because it's a funny idea.
And then they were into it after they saw it. It's weirdly tame. For what it is.
Which I'm sure your parents appreciate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the weird thing is, I was just talking to somebody, about Game of Thrones, which I haven't been able to watch. I said, I have a problem with incest. I have too many siblings.
Yeah, me too. It's, the only people who think it's, like, cool or, like...
Or even interesting.
Are only children.
Yeah. Or maybe one kid. maybe you had one sibling and you're just like, well, it would never happen. It would never happen with any of my siblings either. I can't imagine being attracted to any of my siblings.
No, it's like the most antithetical thing to anything.
Right. It doesn't even gross me out. It's just not an option. I've never even...
Well, you know that like the number one porn search in most states is like stepsister.
Oh, like, which sure. Is, which cousins is weird, cause kissing it's like, cousins.
Yeah, I think it's like people want that one degree removed. And I think there's always that thing in
there's
the beginning.
There's something titillating about it, yes.
It's like how there's always that thing in any sort of like teen romance thing or whatever, where it's like, well, we both just turned 18. So like the show has to like make sure you know this is okay.
Right, right. Nothing statutory. We're both 18.
Right.
We're both legal. And doesn't mean we're not going to make a bad decision here, but it's right. Legal, you guys. Same with 21. I'm going to drink all of this bottle. Shrewd, shrewd move. Okay, and you also have a pamphlet coming out on the Devastator Press.
I do.
It's called Now Playing at the Umlaut.
Yes.
And Umlaut Theater. Now Playing at the Umlaut Theater. It'll be available probably the week after this comes out
I think October 18th.
Okay. And then, it'll be a hard copy of a magazine. And Devastator Press, I've had Asterios on. I've had a couple people on, all of whose names are being drained from my brain
Jeffrey
box.
Jeffrey and Amanda, maybe?
Probably. Sure, it sounds great. Why don't you guys Google Devastator Press and Dork Forest, and in the last 600 episodes, you'll find them.
They do super cool stuff.
Yeah, they really do. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's... this one should be on pre-sale, I think, actually, by the time this comes out.
Okay.
Think of it. So it should be on. I've probably tweeted it.
Yeah. So
I've
it's available.
Tweeted it.
At Jenny Jaffe, you guys. So here's what. Now, when you gave me your list of things that you dork out about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always interested when someone writes the word planners.
Yeah.
Because I like a paper book for calendars.
Yes.
Even though I've had to go digital in the last year because of... whatever. Who cares? But I want to go back to a paper one, but then I'll have to duplicate it and make sure everything's current.
Right.
And it might be weird. What do you do?
Well, because I keep my... I have a Google Calendar and I have an Outlook for work. And right. You just kind of can't get around that. Everybody wants to invite you to a thing.
Right.
but I... So a couple years ago... So I started a nonprofit called Project You Are Okay.
Okay.
And... a couple of years ago when it was like first starting out, it's a lot of work to start a nonprofit.
Yeah.
It's the busiest I've maybe ever been. And I just had this really insane schedule and I felt super overwhelmed. And I had remembered how much I liked having a paper planner, for myself in high school.
Okay.
And I have, I should also probably say, if it wasn't clear from my TV show pitch, that I have pretty severe OCD.
Okay.
So for me, writing things out and checking them off is like the most satisfying thing.
In
the world. It's the best feeling. It is.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's.
You love a list and you love to check it off.
I love it. Oh, Santa just gets me. So I decided to get a planner, and then I found this sort of online community of people who are really into paper planners.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and it's like these YouTube videos, and it's this thing that's very relaxing, even as it makes me feel like very bad about myself. It's all women who are like really just
put mostly
together.
Women?
It's mostly women, and they're just all very like put together and sort of YouTube-y gurus, and they all like get their hair blown out all the time.
Right, right. So they look like that.
Yeah, they sort of just look like really put together shiksas. Like that's sort of how I describe them.
Okay.
And they are all engaged. Nobody's married. Nobody's single. They're all engaged. And.
What?
I don't know how. Okay.
We don't know why.
We don't know why. But
please marry these women. Oh my God! Stop just being
somebody. Marry
forever.
These women. They have these. They have these special wedding planners that they all have. And,
okay.
And none of them are actually married. It's so fascinating. So,
maybe when they get married, they disappear.
Yeah, I guess so.
They don't need the planner
anymore? Then they don't need it. Then what do they do? What do
right.
they have to plan for? But so. I got really fascinated. First of all, it's like the reason that I get invested in like any sort of like reality show, like the idea that your biggest problem could be something so relaxing or trivial. Like the idea that it's like your biggest thing in a week could be like, oh, well, I really have to like go do this big grocery run. So here's my grocery list. And like, that's your biggest, like, And especially like, so I was, when I was doing Project You Were Okay, it was a lot of fielding like calls and emails from teens who were suicidal
and not okay.
And not okay. And me talking about a lot of things that were super personal for me that were very difficult to talk about. And so I found it really relaxing to watch these videos. And also part of it is like the ASMR thing of like they were peeling off stickers and like putting them in the book and making it all look nice. So I started just watching it obsessively. And then I got, so I did end up buying the planner that they all had, which is the Erin Condren Life Planner.
There's a specific planner?
So there's a specific brand called Erin Condren.
A-A-R?
E-R-I-N.
A lady, of course.
It's a lady, Erin Condren, C-O-N-D-R-E-N. And I've been brand loyal to Erin Condren for like 5 years now. I got maybe four. I don't know how many I think this is my fourth actually.
Okay. And they last a year.
They last a year. Well, you can get a year or you can get a year and a half one.
18 months.
18 month planner. You can do
either. What do you recommend?
I have been getting the year only because the 18 month is so big that it's like, it's hard, this is already a lot to carry around.
Yeah.
And usually I don't bring it with me I usually will leave it at my desk at work or at home.
Right.
I get the planner, and then my biggest like hobby or indulgence that I buy for myself are custom stickers from Etsy.
Excellent. And, custom stickers. Wait, where people make stickers, have them ordered.
People order stickers. And so there are stickers that they make for like a full week. Like, so they'll make, here, I can actually show you. I brought this too.
And let me tell you, there's a Dork Forest episode that is dedicated to stickers.
Really?
Fielding Edlow. I don't know if you know Fielding Edlow.
No, but what a name.
It's a great name, and she's a great comic, actually. And she lives here in Los Angeles. And so...
What kind of stickers?
She loves stickers so fucking much. We talked about stickers for probably 57 minutes.
But are they functional stickers, or it's like collecting?
Both. She loves a sparkle sticker. She loves a functional sticker. You'll be leaving today with some stickers.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Sure.
I love stickers.
I've got a Spooky Reading Girl sticker.
Yes, thank you.
I've got a Dogs of the American Revolution sticker.
Amazing.
Yes.
And, oh my gosh. Sure. This is awesome. Dogs of the American Revolution.
Yeah, the DAR. Don't you want to know if your family pet ancestry.com.
Oh, I gotta check it out. My dog is not smart.
Oh, interesting.
He's a very good dog. But my boyfriend described him the other night as a first draft Muppet. Like he's just sort of
what
floppy.
Kind of dog?
I don't know. But
her suit from the sun.
He's very fluffy.
Okay.
The first time that I met him, I guess, at the pet rescue, they said he is a cockapoo. And then I took him to the vet and they were like, this is no cockapoo. He's got some kind of poodle.
Okay.
He's like a black and white fluffy dog and his name is Spoof.
Spoof? That's adorable. And is he little or is he big?
He's 18 pounds.
So he's middle.
Very medium, but he's like compact. He's long.
Oh, interesting.
He's compact and long. He's great.
My friend Maria got a pug, her pug Blossom. And
I love pugs.
Yeah. Well, you should play Slug Pug in Manhattan. It's like Slug Bug. It's when you see a VW bug, you slug somebody in the arm, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Slug Pug, you can get a bruise.
Yeah.
A lot of people have pugs, is what I'm saying.
They're weird little dogs. I love it. They snorkel.
Right. They're very weird little dogs. And Blossom, very sweet dog. But when Maria bought Blossom, she was told that Blossom was a puppy, was a very young dog. And she took her to the vet. And the vet was like, this dog is like 13 years old. And she's been... she was a puppy mill mom. So she's had so many. Well, Maria didn't, that was her first dog.
Is she very small? Is the dog very small?
Well, pugs are pugs, right? So they're
right,
just
but
like
they can look old.
But aren't they born looking old?
I guess, but they get like more like gray maybe.
Sure. But Blossom lived probably another 6 or 7 years.
She had a 19 year old dog.
I think so. Blossom died tragically. So,
I'm sorry
we'll spare the world. It's on one of Maria's albums. Knock yourself out, Americans.
I was a very nervous when we took Spoof to the vet that they were going to say, this is a 15-year-old. You have maybe a month left.
Right.
He's four.
He's four.
Which is what they told me. Yeah. So that was good. But he's four, but he's got these like eye issues that make his eyes look real droopy. So he looks like Bob Newhart.
My favorite dog. Now I digress, but I'll tell you, I was just in Iceland, and you know you could get those portrait studio portraits of cowboys. Like you go to a portrait studio, they dress you up like a cowboy. In Iceland, my husband and I were dressed as Vikings at a portrait studio. And I was given a bow and arrow and a shield, and my life was complete, and a fur coat. And he was given 40 pounds of chainmail. And but there was a dog. There was like a St. Bernardy kind of mutt.
To pose with you?
No, that it was just hanging out.
Never mind, yeah.
And I said, that's a great dog. And the photographer guy was like, yeah, she's a rescue dog. And I was like, oh, cool. And then there was this pause, and I go, what do you mean by that? And he goes, she rescues people on the ice floe. And I was like, oh, well, that means something else in the United States. It means that we saved a chihuahua. And so we're giving ourselves a parade. This dog is clearly a dog that is a working dog. Anyway, it's my favorite dog story.
I really want to go to Iceland. And I think only because I imagine all the people are like that. Like
the people, there was two little boys who were sitting on top of a grocery store at 11 o'clock at night.
On it was top still, of a grocery store?
Yeah, like on top of a 60-foot building. Like, or a, 60 feet in the air. They're just on like a giant Quonset hut of a shitty grocery store, they said. And they were like 12. And it was 11 o'clock. It's still light because it was right. Iceland in August. And we couldn't find the entrance door. And so I yelled up to him. I was like, where's the door to get in? And they were hilarious. And it is good to know that 12-year-olds the world over are assholes. Because the one kid goes, it's fucking sucks here. It's closed anyway. And the other guy goes, we're fucking king of the world. And I said, well, you're king of that grocery store. And
I would absolutely watch a TV show about two Icelandic boys making mischief.
At 11 o'clock at night, whose moms were probably like, it's going to be dark for 6 months. Go play until it gets dark. And so you can play for the entire summer.
Yeah, be back before dark in Iceland means take a long vacation.
Exactly. Have a great time. Your dad and I are going to be sleeping. And you just unpacked.
So I did just unpack. So this is the reason that I have these particular stickers in the planner is this is my kit for this week.
Okay.
And this is and then I also have the month kit. And then I have these little coffees because I end up doing coffee. Everybody does coffee.
Yeah.
I get these and for so whenever I have that in here.
And you're like, I'm going to have a coffee date. So I'm going to put this coffee put cup.
So what I should have brought, because I have a full folio of stickers and I have invested probably hundreds of dollars into these stickers. I will send you a picture of
that's awesome.
So that lives at work. And I do. So. So I started getting really into buying these weekly spreads. I'm going to try and find one that has a good...
Here, put it here if you would.
Yeah.
So that I can actually see... Because what I want to see, if I can...
So some of these are I sort of use the dregs of another week's stickers to try and make it last for 2 weeks.
You don't have to apologize for your sticker usage.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
I just want to find a good... So So for the show I write for, somebody made stickers on Etsy because it was a movie. And so they made stickers for the movie.
Right.
And,
for what you wrote?
The show is based on. So they made stickers for the movie. So I ordered
them.
Can
you tell us what show?
Yeah, it's called Big Hero 6.
Thank you. Oh, all right. Thing with the thing.
Yeah.
I saw the movie. It was nice.
So they made.
I'm in the part of show business that doesn't know anything.
So they made the stickers for the movie.
Cool.
And so I ordered them online and I put them in when I have a
specific
session. Meeting or. And then I have these little. Writing stickers right here that's whichever writing project I need to focus on that day I can do.
So Erin Condren, does she make...
This is a good example of a full spread.
Okay. Oh, this is... Okay, so keep your figure here.
Yeah,
but what I want to do is I want to see... here we are in May.
Right.
And this is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So one page on a spiral bound calendar is the first half of the week and the next page is the second half of the
week. Right. Well, this right here is the month spread.
Too. Oh, is that the
month
spread?
This is the monthly spread.
Oh, okay.
So then the next week you go into, yeah. So
it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What I like about this also is that Saturday and Sunday have equal page space because I've tried a bunch of planners. But usually they'll either split Saturday and Sunday or...
Right. They'll do that triangle thing.
But it's if you are... somebody who has a lot going on the weekend, or if you're doing a bunch of shows Saturday or Sunday or whatever, you want to be able to have
you
them
need
all in
a
here.
Full box Brian Regan has a very funny bit about that, and he would like, there's no reason to skimp.
Yeah.
There's more paper.
Well, he's got to get one of these. This is, and it also has a place for your thankful thought, which I always forget to write.
Right.
But I think gratitude's important.
Gratitude's super important, but it has one of these alleys on the side where you can write notes to yourself.
Well, I can show you a blank one, so you can just see what it looks like before I go in with
and make
stickers. Which I, like, it's really calming for me. It's like my favorite thing to do. So
to add the stickers?
To add the stickers. Oh, I get so excited when I have a sticker order coming in, which I do today, actually. I should have a couple of week kits for the next couple weeks coming in because I got a special Halloween one, and like they make them special for everything,
right
and they make them cut to fit.
I accidentally printed up very tiny stickers that you may want.
Yes, please.
Because tiny stickers would fit
in
this
book. Perfect. I have podcast stickers too. I have little tiny old iPods that I put in.
Oh, okay. Well, the Jackie and Lori podcast, which is my other podcast with Lori Kilmartin, just about stand-up. We just bitch about stand-up.
Awesome, yeah.
I accidentally ordered 1,000 the tiniest circle stickers.
That's amazing.
And then I also do a joke about middle-aged lady time. Going through the Terrigen mists. And so I have a little graphic of a Terrigen mist also in that. It's got to be a quarter inch sticker. That's a tiny sticker. It's perfect size.
These are inches. These are an inch across, I believe.
Okay.
So this is perfect. This is a blank week spread.
Yeah. So how do you coordinate this with your Outlook or your Google?
Well,
calendar?
So usually what I'll do is I will just kind of as events or whatever come up for the next couple weeks, they go into my digital calendars.
Yeah.
And then a week or so out from the next week, I will actually do the spread, because it's not really fun to do the spread if you don't know what's going on. You want to be able to place things sort of as you do. And so I will usually sometimes on a weekend, sometimes a couple days earlier if I know
what I'm
doing
next week. Like, you'll just
be watching television? I'll be watching TV and like hanging out on the couch. It's my favorite thing. And I just go in with the stickers. It's meditative.
And then you look through your Google calendar.
And then I go through my Google calendar and I put in everything I need to do for the next week. And then I also will get a running to-do list.
Okay.
So I have I have experimented with a bunch of different ways to lay this out. And the way that Erin Condren has worked laid out at least this is in the vertical layout. I did a horizontal layout for a year because I ordered it wrong. And I was like, this is an expensive journal. I'm just going to go with it.
How much are they? Are they like 30, 40 bucks or something?
Yeah. Well, it's more if you start getting it like customized and
because you got your name printed on the front.
I think this one was 50.
Okay. But you use it for the whole year.
Yeah, you use it the whole year. So then but like you can get them. There's ones that have like metallic foils and like you can get them even fancier.
And are they, you know, because I would always buy, what I liked is there was a War Resisters League calendar that I would get every year. Because I love I genuinely do love a paper calendar where I can just look at it and see what it is. And then I like to write my mileage on it. And now that I've gone digital, I'm like, oh, I don't have time to do the project that is this.
Right.
But if there's stickers, maybe it'll be more fun.
I think part of the reason that I got into it is because things were just really so hectic for such a long time that for me, the only way to make myself like excited about like, okay, tomorrow's going to be just back to back to back, but look at all the stickers I get to put in. Like, it was like a little reward. Like, okay, the more you're doing, the more you... It's like the gold star system for first graders.
Right,
but it works for me.
Well, and the gold star system works for a reason.
Yeah.
We all love a fucking gold star.
I think giving myself gold stars for just like going to the thing I need to go to.
Yes.
And so I have... So there's three sections on each day.
Okay.
And it used to be that the header of each section said morning, like afternoon and night. They took that out because they realized people like to customize it.
Yep.
So what
it's blank headers.
Right. So now it's all blank. So what I like to do is my first section is whatever I'm doing during the day. So that'll be like going to work. If I do a lot of like lunchtime meetings or podcasts or whatever. And then the middle section is my to-do list. So that's the first part is just appointments, and the second part is actual things I have to do, emails I have to respond to.
Okay.
Reminders
to contact people and
exactly
and pick up things
exactly.
Like dry cleaning or whatever.
Exactly.
We're that a thing.
And then the third section will be whatever my nighttime plans are, including TV shows that are on that night, like whatever I have to do that night.
So that makes sense. It's like a sort of that middle bit opens that up.
Yeah, exactly. And then I use the margins because there's like a big sort of just blank margin. And I use that for like overall week goals. Like this is the week that you have to do this thing or this. Right.
Finish that damn contract and, or whatever.
And sometimes it's like a script that has to get finished or a work thing. And sometimes it's like make sure you work out or contact this person for their birthday or whatever.
Oh, right. Birthdays would be a good place for the reminder.
Oh
side.
Yeah. So in the back it comes with some stickers, which I don't use as much, but it does come with stickers for like things that everybody does, like dentist appointments, vacation. And then there's birthday stickers in here.
Okay.
So look, you can just tons of stickers of birthday. So then it will remind you and you can put whoever's birthday it is.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So
I may have to get that for next year.
It's really, really nice to have. And
are they themed? Like this one has your name on it.
They have you can get,
what if I want a hippie one? What if I want it to be all about peace?
You can make your own cover.
Okay.
You can
do art.
You can do art. Because there's like a place online, you could upload your own art and they'll send it to you as mm-hmm. a perfectly sized planner cover. And the cover comes off too. So if you wanted to change it out seasonally, if you wanted to change whatever you wanted to say, you can change that. So I just went with my name. Just
seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's simple,
mm-hmm.
And there's like a billion designs, and you can also make your own. And you can put pictures, you can put...
Well, because I'll tell you that this is the second time I'm going to be mentioning Maria Bamford, because she also loves a notebook.
Really?
Like, I have my notebook that I write jokes in, but it's... She has sort of a big kind of notebook like that I think she also works as a calendar.
It's funny that you bring her up because she's like part of the way I knew I had OCD because I listened to her first album when I was like 15.
The Unwanted Thought Syndrome,
which I thought I was just a crazy person. And I even did the thing of like, I'm trying not to turn gay and like all this stuff where I was like, this is a crazy person thing.
Yeah.
And then I brought it to my therapist and I was like, I think it's this. I think this thing. And so it's interesting that because I think it feeds into an OCD thing of like, I want to write things down
because
my brain's making me repeat it. So I might as well just get it down.
Right. I don't have any of that. So I think of it as a chore.
it's like the only so this is actually one of two notebooks I carry on me at all the
time. Enough.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The other notebook is sort of part journal, part notes, part.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So hers is both. It's it's also her stand-up notebook.
Oh, yeah.
And her, and I think her calendar, I think, which means I think she keeps them now because she used to throw away her notebooks, the stuff where she wrote jokes. And I keep all of my notebooks because I'm a genius.
Right.
And heaven forfend.
Right.
Yes. They're going to want to, people are going to want to decipher this.
Exactly.
You know, in the tomb of the Pharaoh.
Right. Well, I also think like I like to have a notebook that's sort of a brain dump for ideas and mm-hmm. for script notes and whatever else, and just sort of like general thoughts, because I think one day I'm gonna like to look back and be like, oh wow, like this is what was going on in the world at the time, and now I know this is how it ended up.
Right.
So I have that, and I have another brand I'm very loyal to because it has at the top, it has like places to circle for day and month. And let me make sure I got it at Target.
Oh, cool.
It just says Notes Cambridge Edition. And this is the second one of this exact notebook I've had. But like at the top, it has places to circle your the day.
Instead of writing, hey, it's January 12th,
Which,
you can just circle it.
Exactly.
Nice.
And I like having that because like now I can look back and be like, okay, what exactly? I'm always going to have an alibi.
Right.
Like, that's pretty much it. I just know I'm going to be implicated.
You're living in a Philip K. Dick novel.
Exactly.
And
But so I have that. And then the planner is like the sanctuary, and it's like everything looks good in the planner.
Okay.
It's like my way to sort of like self-soothe, I guess.
Well, and it's also good for taxes. I got audited once.
Oh yeah.
And I had a handwritten calendar. The last two or three years I've been just only doing the digital.
Yeah.
And it's actually a little maddening because I I can find things easier sometimes on the digital one because you could search.
Yeah.
But I can't, but I don't always put all the information in the notes. Whereas in the handwritten, I would automatically write down what I was making.
Right.
And if I drove or if I flew or, you know, what happened. So I would have the mileage right there.
That's smart.
And so now when I come up with mileage, I have to, it's for some reason, it's a harder task than looking at a book.
Well, I also think being able to do it in this way that's really tactile, it's really satisfying. And
yeah.
It's sort of like
the stickers, I think, is a whole new level.
The stickers are a new level. And I have stickers that are for, because I also keep track of like bills and expenses and that kind of thing. I'm trying to see if I have a bill sticker or a due sticker. But I keep track of everything, and it's I have a financial planner section that I like bought separately.
Sure.
There's a Michael's right now, the craft store has the Happy Planner, which I think is great. It's a really what do you call it when it's like it's like a modular planner. So you can you buy sort of a very basic version, and then you like
add to it.
It has a bunch of things you can add to it.
Andy has that. My husband, he has the same cover that he's been rocking for several years. And then he's got a handwritten notebook that he writes in all the time. I mean, I've never looked at it because I don't care.
Right. Nobody's going to be mining that one later. He can throw it out for all you care.
No, I think it always confuses me when people say that they read their loved ones' texts or they go through their like history on their thing. I'm like,
I don't want to know.
I don't even want to go through mine.
No, I don't either.
Why would I? I hope it all works out for him. And if he's watching weird porn, as long as this is working out in real life,
I think you're really going. You're asking for trouble the second you start doing that.
Yeah. I mean, if there is something, like if you have a bad feeling about a relationship, use your words like a grown-up.
Right.
And go, I feel weird. It feels weird.
This is why most sitcoms make me anxious and upset.
Yes.
Because I'm like, why didn't you guys just talk about this?
Andy Ashcraft cannot watch a sitcom. He's like, first of all, the riffing is super mean.
Yeah.
It's so mean, I can't watch it. And then it could be resolved with like a question and a half.
This is why Bob's Burgers is the best show.
Oh, is
and
it?
It's, well, for many reasons why Bob's Burgers is the best show. One of them being that the characters on it like each other and believe each other.
Okay.
Like their first instinct is always going to be to believe each other
because
they're
awesome.
A family.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people should be. Whereas on like a lot of sitcoms, like
right.
in order to make each other, in order to get some kind of conflict, you got to be combative.
And it's still funny. Bob's Burgers.
It's hilarious.
It's still hilarious.
It's funnier to watch people really liking each other, I think. And I mean, I think this is like the Neurotica thing too. Like, I want to watch people be good at their jobs and basically respectful of each other. And,
yes.
I want to watch women who are capable and who are funny, but their weird thing isn't like, but I'm bad at men. Yeah. Like, because that's, I think that's...
It's exhausting. It's why my stand-up tends to be, I mean, there's things I won't... There's things I don't want to talk. Like, I want Andy to be the hero of all jokes about him.
Yeah.
About our relationship. He should probably be the hero because he doesn't get a rebuttal.
Right.
I have the mic. It's all me. So why don't I not vilify him?
Right.
Without any sort of response time. But the, yeah, I like happy stand-up better than mean stand-up.
Yeah.
And I know that it can be done well and people do like it. But it just isn't for me. That's all.
But I think, I mean, it is the thing of like most like sitcoms and romantic comedies and stuff. It's predicated on the idea that adult humans are too scared, nervous, whatever to talk to each other.
And it perpetuates it, I think.
Right.
I don't think it actually fixes it. Like if you can offer an adult solution, then you can inspire. It's like when you listen to Unwanted Thoughts, you're like, oh, I'm not alone.
Right.
So I'm not nuts. I don't have to kill myself because I'm some sort of freak show.
Exactly.
Someone is 40 years old and has the same problem and has lived another 20 years. It's all good.
That was exactly the thought process. And that was what You Are Okay is. That's what my nonprofit does. We do digital content for teens and young adults who are struggling with mental illness. So the idea is it's like videos of like comedians, performers, regular people, just everybody like who's gone through something or is currently going through it, just saying what's going on.
Yeah.
So that people will watch it and be like, oh, they're doing this and they're
alive.
They
have a job.
And they have a job. And for me, it was like watching, like, it's like, oh, like Maria Bamford's like alive and like doing cool things. And I'm not going to just be confined to my parents' room my whole life.
No,
so
they're not going to lock you up. It turns out you are not as nuts as you think you are.
Just nice to hear.
It really, it's a relief. Have you ever seen Steven Universe?
Yes. I love Steven Universe.
Is that another one that's super positive? And
it's real positive. I love, well, and I obviously I work in kids TV and I do like that right now in this world that I get to do, be on a show where it's like, oh, the thing is, it's a diverse group of kids who are using science and cooperation to solve problems. I'm like, oh, wow, that's like...
Is that the premise?
That's the premise. It's a group of these, like, super tech geniuses, and it's a super diverse cast, and it's a lot of, like, women in STEM, and...
Right. Well, because I worked with Rebecca Sugar, and I met her brother, Steven... And
the eponymous Steven.
Yes. And she was like, I think it's been established. I don't watch anything. And I just went and saw Hamilton with her as well. And her fiance. And they should marry before they start doing planner videos. Anyway, I totally want to watch it. I just haven't, I don't know what I'm doing. Like right now I'm literally, every free moment I have, I'm playing a Marvel Puzzle Quest Bejeweled game.
I love puzzles. I think those are some of the best things that there are.
This is Idiot Puzzles. It's just a match three game, like Bejeweled.
That still sounds great.
But you superpower. Thank you. Very sportive. Yeah. That you superpower your super hero.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's very fun.
I love like a repetitive game on my phone too. When I was taking
the subway,
soothing. It was like, because you know now I don't have as much time that I'm doing that. But when I used to commute on the subway, it was just constant. Because Candy Crush was like the big thing, and you would just look
and
around.
That's it.
Everyone was playing Candy Crush.
Everyone was playing, and this is what Marvel Puzzle Quest is, essentially Candy Crush,
right?
But like if you have Thor, you match enough greens, you get to use his hammer.
That's awesome.
If
I love
Deadpool, you match enough purples, he drops a whale on the entire bad guy team.
Sure.
So you're like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And so they're, for the most part, it's the writing on it's pretty funny and it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Occasionally it misses a step, but you know, you think sometimes video game designer guys are 26-year-old, they're half emo and half bro-y.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I get it. You're also love the Punisher.
Right.
So that's fine. Do whatever you need to do with the Punisher. But don't make Captain America waterboard somebody. The Punisher waterboard somebody.
Captain America, there was that controversy with Captain America being a Nazi recently.
Well, Captain America, here's what happened. Cosmic Cube, which can change reality, made Captain America become... And I didn't read it, so I'm reading all around it because I hate the giant crossover Marvel stuff. But
they call those events. I know
they
that
are
now.
Events. Yes, they are.
I have a lot of like very big comic book people in my life who I'm worried are going to be reading this. Just like Jenny, come on, it's called event, Jenny.
And let me just tell you something: safe space, the Dork Forest, the safest space in the world to not know things. Every music episode is just me going, so is that the band or is that a guy in the band?
No, I don't know any cool music.
Jethro Tull? I'm like, that's the band. That's not a
guy. There's not a guy named Jethro.
There's not a guy named Jethro.
It would be a cool name.
It's a great name, Jethro Tull.
I did a panel at San Diego Comic-Con this year, and it was just me and a bunch of dudes and their fans in the audience, and I mentioned that I had not seen the movie Blade Runner.
Right.
A movie which, by the way, I believe came out either when I was a very young child or before I was born.
15 years before you were born.
And they booed me and like just didn't like me the rest
booed
of the...
Booed you?
Oh, they actively booed me. And like, it was weird. Like, I was like, I haven't...
Hey, nerds.
I didn't even say I didn't think it would be good. I just was like, oh, I haven't seen that.
Do you know what? That would just make me want to admit different, like, guess what I never saw? Godfather 2. Because I saw The Godfather, and then I thought to myself, well, that relationship's not going to work out. I'm not going to watch Godfather 2. It's not for me.
Well, it was kind of great at the end when, like, they were having us plug stuff, and I was just like, and here's my teen mental health nonprofit, which I guess I was too busy running to watch Blade Runner. So
I've seen Blade Runner. It's one of Andy's favorite movies, and we have several copies of it because there's
sure
a new
great.
Version.
I would like. I think that's the new one looks good too. Yeah.
The thing is, you can't like everything, and you can't watch everything.
Right.
And I've tried to watch Game of Thrones and read it and listen to it on audiobook, and it didn't work. Some people want nothing to do with the Lord of the Rings.
Right.
I love the Lord of the Rings like the sun.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hate you for not liking it.
The other opinion I get in trouble for in comedy circles is, you know what? Community was fine. I think it was okay that it was canceled when it was. And it's like, it had a real good run. Most shows don't ever get to do that.
And that was a sitcom, right?
That was a sitcom.
Wasn't that the Harmon?
Yeah.
The Harmon guy who went to my grade school.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yeah. Huh. And weird thing about that is I never saw Community, and I don't care. So
it's solid, but it's one of these things where people get like so incensed.
People love it. You have to watch all of The Wire. You can't just watch. I watched the first season.
Yeah,
I watched the first season of The Wire, and I was like, well, none of this is going to work out for these people. And I would like to watch. Like, there are sitcoms that I would like to watch. Like, I watched most of 30 Rock.
Yeah,
that was interesting. I waited off. I'm so sorry. A shiny object appeared in the distance, and I stopped watching it.
I do watch most sitcoms. That like the thing
is,
like,
because you write it.
I write TV, and I also work for Vulture. I do a lot of writing for Vulture, so I'm just kind of like on.
Okay.
I'm a big sponge for it, but I enjoy it, and I watch things, and like if I'm not enjoying
something,
I want
to watch Black-ish. I understand
Black-ish
it's excellent.
Is fantastic.
Yeah,
and but it's like it
I
is
like
also
Gerard
huge.
Carmichael's.
The Carmichael show's wonderful.
That one was really good. I saw a couple episodes of that.
But I think it's a time commitment. When you're like impressing a show on someone, you're saying, hey, invest this time with these characters in this
James
story.
James Adomian did the funniest joke about somebody told him he had to watch The Wire. And he said, when is it on? I'll just watch it. And they're like, no, you have to start from season one. He's like, you're telling me to commit 300 hours to something. You can fuck off. And I was like, that's it exactly. I don't know what, I mean, it would be like me saying, you have to read all of these books because they're my favorite books.
Right.
And you have to do it before you do anything else, before we talk again.
Well, I think it's very okay to be like, hey, I specifically think you would really enjoy this thing.
Yes.
I think it's this attitude.
Oh, I get that all the time.
Yeah. But it's this attitude of like, how have you never watched this? No, seriously. It's like, there's a lot going on.
Right. I have friends who've my age who have never seen Star Wars. And you're like, well, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Star Wars?
Yeah.
And there's also, occasionally, you kind of get aged out of stuff. Like, if I read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, luckily, right when I was celebrating sarcasm, and you have to really be in the mood to really want to love sarcasm.
Right. I think a lot of the things that I love completely, if I tried to introduce someone to now, it's like they won't love this in the same way because they're a grown-up.
The window. Yeah, there's a window of opportunity sometimes with this stuff.
Right.
And it's too bad, you know. I didn't read, like, I like C.S. Lewis.
Right.
But I didn't read the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe series. Which has a name.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Narnia.
My sister was like, loved it. And she was like the right age for it. And like,
and
that's
soaked
exactly.
It up.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. And, but I read it too late. And so I only read the first three and I was like, I'm just going to go back to the three. Cause he also wrote a space trilogy.
I did not know that.
Is lovely. And,
cool.
It's it's one of my favorite series. Anyway, so.
Well, my boyfriend's 32 and he hasn't read Harry Potter. And the thing is, he was exactly not the right age for it. I was exactly the right age for it. When
were
it
you
came
11?
Out, I was 8 when the first book came out. And then I sort of aged with the books.
Okay.
So like I was 17 when the final book
oh
came
my God.
Out.
Yeah.
It's like Harry grew up with me and I grew up with Harry. And
yep.
It's what it felt like. And it was, I went to every midnight thing.
Thing with the, but so did I. And I was 35.
But when it first came out for him, he was like a 15-year-old boy.
Yes.
Like, of course he wasn't going to.
Right. My 15-year-old nephew was like, I'll read it. I probably won't like it. And then he gets sucked in because it is just a coming of age story.
Right.
You know, it's the Earthsea trilogy, but it's
But I think if you're like
But if you don't have little sisters.
Yeah. And I also think if everybody's saying to you, read this thing, and you're like a teenager,
right,
you're going to
be like,
well,
no. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point you see something and it's been hyped for you so much. You're like, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way about Baby Driver. I was like, this is real bad. I just don't see what everybody else is.
Oh, I don't
saying.
Even know. I've seen it in airports because I'm in airports a lot.
Right.
What is it? It's a slice of life novel.
No, it's like a movie that came out over the summer. It's like about a getaway driver, and it's
actiony.
It's actiony, but and I love the director. I like everyone in it, and I watched it. I was like, this is just really bad. But the hype was also so huge that I was like, would I have liked it if I went in not knowing
right.
anything?
Right. Know. The expectations were too great. That will ruin it. It's I remember, like, I try not to read too many reviews going into a movie. Wonder Woman actually was I didn't read any reviews or anything, and I hoped it was going to be good, but the expectations of because it was a woman protagonist lead, I was like, I don't want to ever go into a superhero movie hoping that it changes the force of feminism. It's a little heavy.
Well, it's just that thing of like, you should be
why
allowed,
the pressure?
I read that it was just like, well, we won't have equality until women are allowed to make 50 bad superhero movies in
right,
a row.
And it's right.
like, yeah, like until it's like people. The assumption becomes like people won't see movies that star women. It's like, no, they won't see bad movies that star women. They won't see bad movies that star men.
That's like, or if it's really bad, it's so great. Like Tank Girl. I don't know if you ever saw Tank Girl from the 80s.
Yeah, I know of it, but
I just saw it. It was, Andy was like, it's so bad. I can't believe it. And I watched it and I was like, this is fast. Like they spent all of the money on a tank and some airplanes.
Great.
A jet is in it. And Tank Girl and Jet Girl is in it. And so there's a tank and
I
a
love
jet.
That.
And they're comic book characters, right? But then there's also these like LL Cool J plays a rabbit, and those costumes suck
ass.
Is
he in it or is he voicing a rabbit?
No, he's in it. They're in horrible
costumes.
He's
like a rabbit
costume. Horrible costumes.
This sounds very up my alley, honestly.
It is hilariously, you're just like, what just happened there? It's almost like Doctor Who 1978
right.
bad. And so but the jet and the tank are amazing. Anyway, and what I did love, because, you know, and I've said this before, Rangers, you know it. So is my love of Tank Girl is that in like Indiana Jones movies mm-hmm. or guy action movies, the guys get beat up and they're quippy, you
right.
know, while they're getting beat up. In real life, you wouldn't be like, I bet you're. You know, you have Napoleon syndrome, you know, or some weird riffing.
Right.
You're riffing while you're being beaten to death.
Yes.
And then for some reason you escape and then you have sex. So
right.
In Tank Girl and Jet Girl, Tank Girl's in prison and she's clearly been raped a shitload of times. And every time somebody threatens to rape her, she's quippy. And that's exactly what a woman action hero would be like.
Right.
Because that's how men would treat us.
Right.
They would rape us and then you would have to be like, is it in yet? And then that would be like
that's the female equivalent of like the
of
male
being,
action hero.
Of, yeah, of being beaten to death, you would be being raped to death and have to be quippy during it.
Right.
And that's what Tank Girl did well, which made me laugh so hard and fascinated the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to go, is it even hard? You know, you'd have to like comment on their masculinity, on the whole thing. You'd have to say, is this, did you learn this from your mom?
I think,
you know, whatever.
Usually like the female action hero thing is to be like it's like how masculine can you make the female action hero
mm-hmm.
where it's always like, it's just more interesting when it's like a,
if you made it female strength.
What Wonder Woman did really well was that she loves babies and ice cream, and she's a huge badass,
mm-hmm.
and she's like sex, and she likes men, and
mm-hmm.
she's
yeah
like a person. She's like a person who I believe is a woman,
right?
Which
and
is cool.
Yeah, she's a whole person.
She's a whole person,
right? And it's action heroes have to be also ridiculously powerful because
right.
they're superheroes. Doesn't matter if you're Indiana Jones or Wonder Woman, but your superpower is that you could take a punch.
Right.
And with women, it wouldn't be taking a punch. It'd be taking a sexual assault.
Yeah.
And so you'd have to fight that fight. So, but that's why Tank Girl kind of was awesome for
me. I have wanted to check this out anyways.
I think it's on Netflix. It might be.
I think so.
But it might be a DVD. We still, I mean, we have like, see, that's our rabbit ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, we have Amazon and Hulu and HBO Go and my brother's HBO Go and my sister's Hulu Plus and my Netflix and my Amazon Prime. But we don't watch any of it. And then we also have regular television. And
you guys are DVD, like, purists?
Well, not Blu-rays? Really. Well, we have Blu-rays, but we also have, like, TiVo advertised on the Dork Forest. Don't worry, you could just put it there.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they gave me a free TiVo for life.
Oh, that's dope.
So it's a DVR that I can record just like PBS shows.
That's way better than Vietnam. Squarespace, unless you're also sponsored by Squarespace, in which case I hear they have a great product.
Right. It's not been an option.
I watched the Vietnam documentary, but I love documentaries.
And I love Ken Burns.
Me too. I considered putting documentaries on my list, and then I was like, I feel like a lot of people must have put documentaries.
Well, some people have, but I don't know. I've had some good ones, but I never, like, we've weeded off completely from planners.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But,
oh, no, it's not you. I'm the captain of this ship.
Right.
I should, but I'm pretty excited about the idea of getting a planner.
I think you should. And now is a good time to do it, too, because it's about to be the time. Like, so it takes, like, about a month to get these. So you have to order it a little bit in advance.
Okay.
And then,
like, I could probably order for January's
and
now.
If you order January's now, they've become available in July of the previous year. So,
okay.
Like, it'll be available for the next year. I'm really excited to, I haven't ordered my planner yet. But yeah. I'm really excited to.
And do you still watch the videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
Of other people with planners?
I do less. But for a while it was like the most relaxing thing.
Right.
I go through like jags of it and I'll get really into like a specific person and their way of doing it.
Right, right.
People have different planners. It's also a big like Instagram community.
Sure. I just did a quilting episode and a cross stitch episode.
Oh, yeah?
And both of those have huge Instagram communities.
It's like this sort of interesting response, I think, almost to just like the way the world is now, that people are like, I want to do this analog thing and I want to like make something with my hands and paper and
right
and share that with people.
Right.
And I think that's really cool. I think the thing about planner stickers is there's something aspirational about it for me, where it's like, yes, I want a life where everything that I do is planned out in this way and like accounted
it has a cool
for
sticker
and it has a sticker
goes with
yeah
it.
Yeah, it's a
the stickers are like, kind of fascinating.
This is the better angels of my OCD, is like the fact that I am very productive and really good at, I'm very on top of things.
Right.
Which is the best part of it. The worst part is the wanting to die because of things my brain tells me.
Right, right. You don't want to.
But definitely the best part. Like, but look, it has like things for, so there's lazy day, date night, cleaning time.
To buy, to call, to clean.
Yeah. So
reminder,
they all come
canceled.
With, the thing is, they do come with a bunch of stickers that I don't end up using.
Yeah.
But I have certain places that I'll order from because I'll use more of their.
Oh, it's
their
a little
stickers.
Fork and spoon,
yeah,
for
so
when you're going out to lunch with
tell
somebody.
Tell what
or
you're
going
to eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people do like meal planning in them. There's also, for teachers, these are great, I think. I have a couple of teacher friends who I know use these for less, like they just do their lesson planning in here. They don't use it for like their personal schedules, or they'll have two.
Wow. Fill up your gas tank.
Yeah.
Laundry day.
There's also, they come with stickers of planners, so you can put when you're planning for next week in your planner, which is the best.
I would like to plan when I'm going to do my planner, you guys.
The next, so like this week, this week was sort of a hodgepodge of like other weeks because I'm waiting on a couple of deliveries.
Sure.
But so I'll put like the top box, I'll do like a today sticker because
right.
that's things are happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got some boxes that I'll put in. Look, 1230 Dork Forest, and then your address.
There you go.
And I'll kind of match it to the colors of the rest of the day.
Sure.
Got all my little appointments. Yeah, that just came with it. I thought it was cool. I haven't filled out like my big things for this week because this week has actually been a little like less busy, but
so it's light.
But this week is light for me, which is great.
I would want to just, what I've taken to doing in my regular calendar, because I'm on the road too much a little bit lately, is I've blocked out and just put in green so that my booking agent guy can see it.
Yeah.
And it just says staycation. And
that's great. So you're like, I'm not going
anywhere
right now.
I'm not going out of town. I will do shows in town. That is what I will do. That's what that means.
That's great. And that's a good system.
Yeah. And so I would like stickers that just have Z's.
Yeah.
So I could just sleep
there
the fuck.
I think there are stickers like that. This week is
I've sworn a lot on this
You
one.
Can see that this week is a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a big week.
This week was a little bit bigger of a week. And I've got, yeah, but I also did. So this is called a no white space spread, where I had extra stickers and covered up some of the white space that I would have been using because I don't use the bottom margins really.
Okay.
This is another good example of it. And this was a week I was doing a lot of publicity and things like that. So it was just like more back to back.
Right, right. But you like to cover up the white space?
I like to cover up the white space, or if there's a box that I like didn't use for whatever reason, yeah. I'll just cover that up too. I like to have more of a complete picture.
Did you ever see the Joan Rivers documentary? Speaking of which,
I fully related to that. That moment where she's like, this is fear, is like white space.
Yeah.
I was like, that, yeah, that's how I feel.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I think that's like a lot of what this is also is. I have a really hard time looking at my life and sort of being able to take in things that I've accomplished or done. And I think I need to be able to look back and quantify like what I did to justify my existence that day in a very dark way.
Right.
In the darkest way.
But if you can celebrate it too.
Right. But I think also making it fun for me.
Right. Because you have to find a middle place to do it. And I think that this makes it fun. This lets you obsess, but without a destructive angle to it.
Right.
It's not crazy.
Yeah. I think this is definitely like one of the OCD benefits. And I try to like hold on to those things for the days when it's like, I hate this.
And to reassure yourself that you're like, no, this is actually productive.
Also like things feel, my friend Lily describes it as I live on camp time. Like every day feels really long to me because my brain is just going so much.
Okay.
And it's like at summer camp where over a week, everything has happened. So I like to be able to look back because sometimes things will feel, and I think they feel this way for everybody in 2017 when there's like a new like cosmic horror every day.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, this huge thing happened a week ago. So it's like, it is okay that there wasn't another huge thing that happened today. Like,
and we lived. I mean, that's lived. My thing is every morning I wake up and I'm like, he hasn't broken it so much that we've all died. And some people have died, but it's not. All we can do is fix the thing in front of me, right?
I think it's very triumphant to get out of bed in the morning. And yeah. I think I've had enough time where that was a big enough
an issue
hurdle to get over. And I think the fact that people like continue to get up and go do things and enjoy trivial things and take care of each other and check in with friends is just like a huge triumph of the human spirit.
Right. And just an acknowledgement that history does continue. And if you get overwhelmed by the big picture, I could have been overwhelmed 10 years ago about the horribleness in any other country. It's just because it's right in front of me and because of 24-hour news cycle, the things that are even slightly further away but are still in my country, they feel overwhelming.
Well, I think it's twofold. I think it's the immediacy that with which we receive bad news and mm-hmm. the consistency of that, and I think that is intentional on the part of 24-hour news networks and government. And then I also think it's the fact that the world is smaller, and I think we've realized like, oh, we are all affected by, or hopefully we have realized we're all affected by things that affect other people, even if they don't look like us. And I think that's
right.
And important.
Right. And, but it's also big picture and small picture. Because I've also realized that my best defense against all of that stuff is to live out here in real life and try to make eye contact and not freak out in retail situations on the highway, you know, and just try to be of some service in real life, which I think of as face to face. You know, I can go down that rabbit hole of the big picture and not and be all sad and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with being aware of all of that. But I think my real, just getting in the way of bad behavior that's in front of me is going to make the biggest difference.
Well, I think it's a matter of putting your own oxygen mask on before helping others.
Yes.
And it's like, I can't do anything about these huge global events out of my control.
Right. If I have some money, I will definitely donate. And I do. But and that can't hurt.
But it's like, I got to get up. I got to go to work and make that money. Yep. I've got to feed my dog. I've got to make sure.
And I can't stop the world powers from doing the things
I've gotta
that they're doing.
I've got to do the stuff that's on my to-do list. And it's tough because, you know, having a very bad anxiety disorder and having OCD and all that, the world feels like it's proving all that right now. Like, oh, your instincts to be always worried are correct. Right. Or like, oh, this is because you stopped thinking the bad things might happen.
Right.
So I'm trying to stay present right now in a way that's even more, it's like I've been training for this for a long time though, because okay. Like I think other people who have not lived with this level of anxiety are starting to feel it. Whereas for me, I'm like, no, this is like part of my marathon that I've been running. Like yeah. I've dealt with the existential dread all the time thing anyway.
So now welcome. It's like right. my friends that are black or brown or
right.
people of color who are like, no, welcome.
Right.
Welcome to the constant fear for your life, but you have to keep going.
That too. Things have been this bad for black Americans
yeah.
for
ever
since America yeah. existed. Yeah.
yeah.
It's pretty dire out there, and I think just putting
But everybody yeah. keeps going. Everybody keeps going. And it's inspirational to see the happy, like what you said, to see the happiness, to see the joy in the minutiae and the just being able to you know, watch Bob's Burgers and Steven Universe and be psyched.
Which, and that's, I mean, 30 Rock you mentioned, I've watched probably 100 times as fully, like as a full series, because I'm like, I just feel comforted by these characters. And that's what I tell myself about whenever I'm like, should I quit my job and become a like, immigration rights lawyer. First of right. all, I'd be bad at that. Second, like, I don't think that's the thing that I'm meant to put into the world that's good. I think I can give people the same comfort that comedy has given me. Like,
right.
if I could give for somebody else what Maria gave to me,
right, that's
then
a win.
That would be huge. Like, yeah. I used to do this thing. We're getting into like stuff that I used to talk about on You Are Okay interviews all the time. But
yeah.
like I used to do this thing where I was like, you can't kill yourself until the next episode of The Daily Show is over. And it would just be like just telling myself, just like giving myself a little goal to live for.
Yeah.
And usually it was a TV show.
Okay.
And I was like, maybe I can do that.
Right. So that means it's that Jon Stewart and those guys were giving you hope.
Absolutely.
To last another night. Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, Jenny Jaffe, it has been
yeah.
an hour.
Oh, man. Thank nice you work, so much man. For having me. We didn't talk as much about planners, but...
We talked plenty about planners. We did some
good.
Great work.
Okay,
we did
good.
At least 35, 40 minutes on
oh,
planners.
Oh, good. Just some,
some
just a tight 30
planner.
On planners.
Tight planner. Planner talk. Hey, so Jenny Jaffe is J-A-F-F-E.
Yes.
And it's at Jenny Jaffe on all over the Instagram, Twitter, and all the things.
Yeah, all the places.
And Neurotica on IFC. There's 6 episodes. There might be a whole season.
Hope
so if you
so.
Like it... Tweet at IFC.
Tweet at IFC and follow it on Facebook.
Oh, there's a Facebook page,
there's a Facebook
too.
Page
that's
for
right.
It.
And Devastator Press, now playing at the Umlaut Theater, is going to come out on the 18th. You can pre-order it probably when this comes out. And see Jenny Jaffe do all things. And thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
And you remember the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?